privilege to introduce Brother Eugene Futrell as our speaker. Certainly appreciate this great man of God. Appreciate what a influence he is to the holiness movement in regard to the Allentown Fellowship. We appreciate the great labor of love and the work he's doing there. And I know God is going to use him to preach to us tonight. Lift your hands and ask God to use his servant. Father in heaven, move upon this great preacher. Oh.
Have you enjoyed the meeting? In my personal opinion, I feel like there's others feel the same way. This is a special meeting. I believe it has accomplished what it was set out and began to accomplish. It's special in so many different ways. Tuesday morning when Brother Suits got up and started out that song. I don't know about y'all, but I felt such a sweet, sweet spirit just fall over this congregation. And immediately, I was just like an old dry sponge. I just started soaking it up. What about you? Every speaker has been just outstanding, wonderful, great, up to now. I'll be honest with you, I've always loved the ministry and they've had a special place in my heart. But really, really, I'm not just saying this because I'm standing here tonight. But this week, I don't know how to say it except the way I feel. I'm just going to obey the Lord here. I love you more than I ever have. And that's not because don't take me wrong. But I sense during this meeting more than ever how much we need one another. You never know what's going to come your way. You never know. And I know Jesus will be there, but it sure is good to have people that will stand by you. Like Brother Neil, I come in here, started in the other morning across the parking lot, just to give you one example, and I don't want to take too long here, get right into it. But he hollers at me, throws up his hand, I throw up mine. You know, Brother Neil, he said, come here, I need to see you. Grabbed me up in his arms, said I woke up at 1:20 or 21. He told me right to the minute this morning with your wife on my mind. And I immediately rolled out on my knees side of my bed and began to pray for your wife. My friend, it don't get no better than that. I believe some of the best, and I know they all ain't here, but some of the best in the world is sitting right here. Right here, right now. Now, I'd like to say that I'm just glad to be a little part of you all. I'd like to say thanks to Brother Ingram, Brother Ralston, their wives, their families, churches, everybody behind this, for everything that they have done. Enough could not be said. Now, I'd like to use this opportunity, why not, to invite you to the March meeting, Allentown Holiness Church, March the 13th through 16th. And speakers, Tuesday night, we don't know all the day speakers yet. The fellowship and brethren there picked those, and I know some of them. Brother Johnny Gabbard, Brother Dennis Heath, Brother Benny Sutherland, Brother Kelsey Valines, and that's just a few. I don't know them all that's going to be preaching during the days, but Brother Bill Parks Tuesday night, Brother Joy Height Wednesday night, Brother Ralston, Lord willing, Thursday night. The Savannah Choir is coming to sing with us, Lord, for us, Lord willing, Thursday night and Friday night. So I told him that if he didn't get to preach either one of those nights, he could blame it on his choir. So anyway, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you to come and be with us. this is my true, honest heart feeling. The way I feel right now, I feel like a VP on of the ministry trying to preach to all my peers. That's the way I feel. But one man said they used to go in a swimming hole, and when they jumped in, if they started drowning, the others would jump in and get them out. So if you see me blowing bubbles, come get me. It's my wholehearted, don't leave me out there to drown. Come get me. It's my wholehearted desire tonight. I was talking to one of my preacher friends some time ago, knowing that this task was before me. And I said, what was a minister's conference really designed for and began for, in your opinion? He said, well, first of all, I feel like to strengthen and encourage the ministry. So that's what I hope the Lord will help us do. And I know if we do, it'll be Him through us, because we are nothing. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to St. John chapter 5 and verse 1. Just going to follow my heart. Well, I feel like the Lord dealt with my heart. And I know before we get started, you're going to probably say, how in the world is he think he's going to get a sermon for the ministry out of St. John chapter 5? But we're going to try. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. Would you please stretch your hand? I know you don't pray, but would you stretch them this way and ask the Lord to help me tonight? Lord Jesus, God, I need you. I need you. Hide me behind the cross. Lord God, I can't do anything without you. Nothing without you. God, but through you, let me help somebody. 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 Oh, in Jesus' name we pray, and the church said. I see somewhat of an analogy between this man and the ministry, some similarities, if you will, and I want to share them as I feel like the Lord has laid them on my heart to you. I want to try to preach for you, to you. Some's asked me, is it going to be 35, 40? I told them, I'm in 15 minutes. So I don't know how long, but I want the Lord to come by and touch us. Maybe not. I don't intend to. I want to preach on when faith exceeds frustration. When faith exceeds frustration. Frustration, one man said, the root cause for frustration is when someone or something comes between a person and his aim, his goal, his plans, his desire, etc. That thing one has set out to accomplish, to attain, or to achieve. This man said, while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. You see, every way that he tried, every way that he turned, from time after time after time after time, there was something got in between him and what he had set his goal and his heart's desire to do. Isn't that the way it is with us so much of the time? And if we'd be honest, seems like a lot of the time, most of the time. But you know, this nut didn't just happen once or twice, but this man had this infirmity 38 long years. I believe that the enemy of the ministry, the devil, oh Satan, I believe that he would love for the frustrations to exceed the faith. But I know that God wants you and I to hang on to our faith until it exceeds all the frustrations that come our way. Hallelujah. Though designed by God or by the enemy, they all, you know, this thing sometimes we just got to go through. It's the will of God to go through them, but that don't mean they're not frustrating, and that doesn't mean that they don't seem to try to overwhelm us. Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I believe the devil would like for us to lose our faith. He'd like for us to, amen, our faith to wane away. But I tell you what, with all the enemies got to throw at us, I believe the church, I believe the ministry, I believe the brethren can keep the faith until we too exceed all the frustrations, just like this man did. There's times, no doubt, he felt like giving up and throwing in the towel, but he held on to his faith that he began with. And guess what? His faith brought him out. Amen. At the end of it, and I come to tell us tonight, don't let your frustrations exceed your faith. Amen. Hold on to God. Hang on to God. Amen. Faith in God has always brought you out, and faith in God will bring you out again. This man was in discouraging times. Would you agree? This man was in discouraging times. And would you agree with me? We're in discouraging times. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you may feel like you, amen, too much of, oh, I better be careful here. Amen. You got too much pride to say that I get discouraged. But I want to tell you, my friend, I'll go on up. Amen. I've been through some discouraging times. Hallelujah. And I feel like I ain't the only one here. I want to tell you, I talking to a preacher friend the other day, and he said it before he thought. He said, I tell you, sometime I get the pastor, sometime I get so discouraged. He said, oh, don't feel less at me. I said, I don't. I feel more. I feel better about you, because I know you're being honest and you're telling me the truth. I want to tell you, my friend, we're in discouraging times. We're trying to have revival and experience church growth in the midst of the last days, in perilous times, in difficult times, in times when men are lovers of themselves and pleasures more than the lovers of God, resistors of the truth, in a falling away time, in a most more deceitful time than ever, when religious anti-God haters are on every corner, enrobed in their self-righteous, lukewarm hearts, a loss of their first love, having a form of godliness, and denying the power thereof. Hallelujah. There comes a time sometime we're like the children of Israel trying to get from Egypt to Canaan, and the soul of the people was much discouraged. Be called to the way. David even had to encourage himself when he came to Ziklag. But I want to tell you, in the midst of the discouragement, don't give up your faith. Don't let go of your faith. Hold on to your faith in a mighty big God.
Discouraging times. We're in a time that's disappointing times. Disappointing things are happening. Come on and say amen. While we, hallelujah. Oh, I'm just bearing my heart. I may be preaching too transparent to you. Hallelujah. Amen. You knock on doors. You invite people. You evangelize. They tell you they're coming. And you do this not one time, Brother Holden, but you do it over and over and over again. Sunday after Sunday, nobody comes. Or, amen, you preach and you see situation. You preach it till you leave your guts laying in the floor. And if you, excuse my terminology there. Hallelujah. And it seems like they don't budge. They're not moved. They're untouched. Come on now. Hallelujah to God. And every way we turn, hallelujah, about the time we think we're about to achieve one thing, amen, something else happens and slips right out of our fingers. Discouraging times and disappointing things, and on top of all of that, amen, there's devastating tragedies, amen, while we're exerting, hallelujah, all our energies and our efforts are trying to win the lost and go get the prodigal son. Hallelujah, we got a Eutychus that falls out the window. We got a soul that falls right away. Amen. Devastating tragedies
Hallelujah. We got a family that moves out and goes to the, amen, the local liberal church. Amen. Let me tell you, my friend, amen, we're in some tough times. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what, when the way gets tough, what you need to do is don't let go, but you need to get a tighter grip to the faith of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, my friend, even though we're in discouraging times and disappointing times and devastating tragedies, and we sometimes want to despair, let me tell you what we really need. We need a divine intervention from the God of heaven to come down in the middle of our discouragements. Hallelujah. Thank God, our disappointments and our tragedies and our devastation. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God. We need a move of God. We need the fire to fall. We need heaven to come down. Hallelujah. We need another Pentecost. We need another move of God. We need another wave of glory. We need the power of God to fall in our churches in this last day. We need a divine intervention in the middle of all of this.
Notice with me in verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time. How? In that case. Woo! I don't know about you. We come from all our different directions and from all corners. Hallelujah. And I really feel like we've all, look now, I hope I don't mess up. Hallelujah. I don't want to say the wrong thing here. I know some of us are doing better than others. I know that, and thank God for it. I promise you. Hallelujah. Like Brother Aaron, it don't matter if God's shaking the tree at your church. Hallelujah. I believe that faith one day he'll shake it at my church. Come on now. Because he's no respect to a person. Hallelujah. But we've all come with our cases. Hallelujah. In our ministry and with our church. And they all may be different. And I know they will be. But I come to tell you, hallelujah to God. God knew your case before you ever got here. And God knows your case right now. He knows your situation right now. He knows what your ministry, where it's at, and your church, and what you need, and what you need the Holy Ghost to do. And I come to tell you, amen, he showed up that day, and I feel like God spoke to my heart, and to tell some of you good brethren that he knows your case, and he's going to show up at your place, he's going to show up at your church, he's going to show up in your ministry. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, my friend, he ain't through showing up. I said he ain't through showing up, but he wants to show up again. I believe he's going to show up again. I believe he's coming again. I believe he's going to move again. I believe he's going to work again. I believe he's going to miss again. I believe it's going to manifest his glory again. I believe the Shekinah glory is going to come down. Hey, you say we're in the last day. Well, praise God for it. But I believe we can have revival even though we're on the brink of the coming of the Lord. Would somebody shout glory in the house tonight? You read over in Luke, and the disciples, some of them, went fishing, Brother Will. And it said they toiled all night. You go to John, and it said, and they fished all night and caught nothing. Now, I know that a few of us here have been hauling them in, but all of us ain't been hauling them in. Come on now. That's nothing negative to you. Come on now. It wasn't nothing against this man. This man was doing all he could do. Hey, man, I feel like sometime I'm almost doing it. And I feel like you feel the same way. Hallelujah, we're giving it about the best we got. Hallelujah, but you know what? Hallelujah, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But that's all God requires us to do. That's all he wants us to do. And I promise you, watch this. Hallelujah to God. In verse 3,
Hallelujah. Well, let me say this. Jesus showed up, cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Watch this. John 21:3. And that night, nothing. Verse 6, three verses later. Now, hallelujah to God, the multitude of fishes. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, it said all night and nothing. But now, hallelujah, amen, the night's going to end, my brother. I said the night's going to end. You're toiling in the night, and it's been dark, and it's been dreary. Amen, oh, hallelujah. And you've been discouraged, and you've been about to despair, devastation, and disappointing thing, but I tell you, my friend, God's got a divine intervention, and he's going to show up one morning, and he's going to say, cast it on the right side. I want to tell you, hallelujah, amen, don't hang up the net, don't fold up the net, don't clean up the net, hallelujah, but get it back out and cast it again. Amen, we can still catch fish, we can still have growth, we can still see souls saved because of the power of God.
Notice with me the facts that were depressing. Facts is those things that actually happen. They're for real. It's reality. It's not just imagination. The facts that were depressing. Depressing is to press down, to sadden, to weaken, to be brought lower. Facts within themselves sometimes are very depressing. Oh, hallelujah. Facts can and will sometimes push you down and press you down. One's, it'll weaken one's faith if allowed. But notice, I believe that man was like we, just a human being with a great need. Hallelujah. And I want you to notice, first of all, the expectancy with which he began. I don't know, Brother Aaron, but I believe with all my heart, this man started out, so excited, so fired up, so anticipated. Hallelujah. Said, hey, I'm going to get it today. And when it didn't happen, hey, it didn't buzz, it bothered him too much. He come back and said, next time, come on now. Hallelujah. He was so excited. He was so, come on, but after a few years, I said after a few years, hallelujah, it began to wear on him. And it, hey, you know what? Y'all gonna laugh at me, but I believe it felt kind of like I did the first time I ever pastored a church. I said, we're gonna turn this thing upside down a year. We'll have more people. We'll knock out the walls. We'll build it 3 times bigger. Ain't nothing can stop us. I mean, I was so gung-ho. I believe I could do anything with God.
That way.
I believe that's the way he went at it. But I want you to also notice the exhaustion for which he came to. To become exhausted is to be used up. Hallelujah. To become emptied out, to be drained, to tire out, to fatigue. One man put it this way, a weakness caused by strain. He said, sir, I have no man when the waters trouble to put me in the pool. Days went by, weeks went by, months went by, even years went by with no breakthrough, with no restoration, with no revival, with no miracle. Oh, the strain and the grind and the pressing and the pull will bring exhaustion, my friend. Oh, the toll of it all and the longevity of these things, hallelujah, that they have on one when nothing's changed, nothing's bettered, nothing is improved, no sign of progress. After a while, the expectation becomes exhaustion, and the anticipation becomes acceptance, and the beating heart becomes a battered hopelessness. But I want to tell you, my friend, amen, don't quit, because there's still a God that sits on the right hand. Jesus Christ, the head of the church, and the chief shepherd of the church. He ain't forgot where you're at. He knows you're tired. He knows you're weak. He knows you're fatigued, and he knows you're getting weary on the job. And I believe before you faint, and before you fall out, I believe you show up on your case. I believe
believe he'll show up at your church. I believe he'll show up in your ministry. I believe he'll show up at your house. I believe God will do for you what he done for him.
T.D. Whit Talmage said this: there may be long seasons of darkness in the ministry. The chariot wheels of God's gospel may seem to drag heavily. Here's a promise. Yonder's the throne. When omniscience has lost its eyesight and impotence falls back impotent and Jehovah is driven from his throne, then the church of Jesus Christ can afford to be despondent, but not until. Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you, he still can see. He can still hear. He can still reach. And he's still on the throne. You ever heard of him getting thrown off? He ain't been thrown off. He throwed the devil out, but he can't be thrown out. It ain't time to be despondent. It ain't time to quit. It ain't time to fold in the towel. Amen. But hold your faith in a almighty God and an unchanging hand in the cross of Calvary. And the blood that shed down of the greatest sacrifice that's ever been known to man. I want to tell you, you got more for you than you got against you. You got more on your side than you got on the other side. I say hang on. I say hold on. You're the best people in the world. God sees your church. He sees your ministry. He knows where you at. Amen. You may feel tired, but God's got the strength. Your head may be hanging down, but he's a lift up the head. Your knees may be weak, but he'll put strength in them. You may knock and holler walk, but he'll put you running. I want to tell you, God will give you what you need in this last day for the church to make it all the way. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Let me tell you, and just refresh your mind before I move on about these facts that are depressing. There's a little chorus of a song that we've all have sang or heard sang. The truth is, you won't be forsaken. The truth is, you won't be denied. The facts may be stacked up against you when right now, but the truth is, God's on your side. That ought to be enough to make you shout. That ought to be enough to make you shout glory. Hallelujah. No matter how the facts, no matter how deep, no matter how many. Hallelujah. God, the truth is, God's on your side. I said, God's on your side. How you going to fail with God on your side? I never seen nobody fail with God on their side. I've seen them go through some rough times and some hard places, but I ain't never seen them fail. Amen. You ain't going to fail. The devil's telling you you're going to fail, but you ain't going to fail because you was called by God. And what God began, he'll finish it if you hold your faith and don't let frustration exceed your faith, but rather your faith exceed your frustration. Facts that are depressing. The focus that brought deliverance. Verse 6 again. When Jesus saw him lie, saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole, Brother McDuffie? These words bring to mind a need to focus upon this situation again. Focus is to adjust the focal distance. Reading, I said that because I was reading it and I caught myself saying vocal. And I was punishing myself for that. Focal distance of the eye so as to produce a clear image, so as to see clearly, distinctively, fully, truly, rightly, and correctly, Brother Simpson. You know, sometimes we come to a place we only see one side of the facts. One side of the facts. Whew. Those facts that are depressing, in fact. Those that's negative. The bad. The odds. The 38 years, Brother Gentry. The longevity. Hallelujah. No man to help me. All the effort with no healing. No restoration. No miracle. There are times we must adjust our focus upon this situation one more time so that we can see the other side, so that we can see the facts on the positive side, the facts of Jesus Christ, the facts of the power of the Holy Ghost, the facts of the promise of the Word of God that will not fail, has never failed, that's not going to fail. Jesus said He had all power in heaven and in earth. Look at that for a while. If God be for us, who can be against us? Look at that for a while. Great is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Look at that for a while. The promise of the yea and their amen. Hallelujah. So be it. Look at that for a while. I want to tell you, my friend, all the facts ain't bad, but we got more hallelujah positive facts and we do negative facts. What you got to do is focus again. You got to look again. You got to adjust that focus. You got to get it looking right. Amen. Correctly. Distinctly. Hallelujah. See it like it really, really is.
Notice to me what I'm calling riveted to the shadows of the past. Notice where this man was, what state he was in, the state of his mind. Verse 6 again, when Jesus saw him lying, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Notice his immediate response. The impotent man answered him, right behind him, sir, I have no man. I like his respect there. Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step it down before me. This shows that he was riveted to his past. The past is kind of like a shadow that just comes, hangs over us, Brother Gavin. Everywhere we go trying to get away from it, that dark cloud just settles over us. Here we can't see the present and can't see the future. Hallelujah. All we can see is the past. Come on here now. Oh, that's what this man was doing. Amen. He couldn't see the present for looking at the past. Would somebody say, I hate to admit it, Brother Future, but that's kind of where I've been. Woo, thank God for your honesty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was bound to that past, it did seem. Hallelujah. He couldn't shake it. He couldn't get underneath it. The years of feeling unsuccessful. The past of falling short. Feeling like you're a failure. All we can see sometimes is the energy efforts that we have put into it for so long. The prayers, the preaching, the evangelism, the tears, the fasting, all the sacrifices. So much for so long with such little result. It's like these shadows of the past are riveted to us, and we cannot get away from them. You try to talk to somebody about today, and they want to go back and talk about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. I said yesterday's gone. Let's look at today.
Kind of like the man that had the dog, had him chained to the porch. Dog come by, run there, you pulled where the chain stopped. Cat come by, same thing. One day his master was sitting back. He just reached over and undone the chain. He run to the edge of the porch, next somebody to come by, same place. Come on. Cat come by, he run to the edge of the porch. If I could, I'd get you. You know what? He become a prisoner to the porch. And if you and I ain't careful, we'll become a prisoner to our past. We can't go any further because we become a prisoner to the past. My friend, Jesus, I feel this. Jesus has come to get somebody off the porch. Come on now. Oh, I said Jesus has come to get somebody off the porch. Riveted to the shadows of the past,
Then notice, refocus on the Son of the present. Get your focus off the past and focus on the present. This is not about the past 38 years. This is about the present. This is about right now. I said this is about right now. How with the goodness we leave last week at the house. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you, we don't need to be thinking about back yonder. We need to be thinking about right now. We need to think about the power of God right now and the presence of God right now and Jesus right now. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost right now. We need to refocus. How are you going to refocus? I'll tell you how you're going to refocus. Amen. If you're going to get out of the shadows and you're going to quit seeing the shadows of the past, you got to quit looking back here and you got to turn around and look at the Son. And I'm talking about the S-O-N. Hallelujah to God. I feel like telling somebody, you need to turn around. You need to refocus. You need to quit looking behind you. And you need to look in front of you. Because the Son of God has showed up. I said the Son of God has showed up to lead you out. And to take you through. And take you over. And give you victory. Give you a breakthrough. Give you a revival. Give you restoration. Give you a great anointing on your ministry. I feel like telling somebody, amen, unrivet from your past. And refocus on the Son of the present. I said on the Son of the right now. We allow the past to predict and predicate our present state. We pass judgment on the possibilities of the present, on the problems of the past. But I ain't never seen Christ do it. I ain't never seen the Holy Ghost do it. He don't come on the scene, let me see how severe the past is. I see what I do for you today. He don't care how bad the past was. Amen. He come to do whatever you need him to do right now. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Somebody here, it's been let the past determine and cause them to judge in their mind and pre-predict what God's going to do. It ain't got nothing to do with the past. Brother Shukraut, it's a present. It's a right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Did he not say, verse 6, Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Christ's power of the present is superior to the problematic past. You believe that? Shout amen. I got to hurry and get done before y'all get done. Woo! Hallelujah. Listen. Don't take me wrong, I do care, but understand my term tonight. I don't care how long it's been. Why am I so nonchalant about it? Because Christ is not looking into the past. He's looking at the present. The children of Israel, 400 years crying out. Oh, you say, well, I didn't know I was going to live to be that old, Brother Future. Get more realistic. Well, I'm just trying to show you. What happened when God chose Moses to go bring them out? He said, who'd I tell them sent me? He said, tell them that who? The I am has sent me. He did not say the I was. Hallelujah. But he said the I am. Would somebody shout glory? He didn't come here tonight to talk to you about the I was days. But I tell you what he did do. He come here tonight to talk about you about the present and the right now. Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you, he came to the man at the gate beautiful 40 years and he didn't let the past stop him. He came to the man 38 years. He came to Abraham's daughter 18 years. He came to this your blood 12 years. He came after 3.5 years of drought and it did rain again. And by the way, I pray before I come here, and God said, I've always sent a drought, but I've always let it rain. You may be in a drought, friend, come end of the drought. If you'll hang on to God, if you'll hold on to faith, if you'll let faith exceed frustration, I said it's going to rain again. Your valley may be dry and you may be living in a valley of bones, but I want to tell you, he's the resurrection and the life. And I come to tell somebody, you ain't got to live in the shadows of your past, but you can look to the Son of your present and your future. Hallelujah. And you can rise above it in the name of Jesus. Brother Austin, I see Jesus coming. He gets to Mary and Martha. And they said, Lord, if you'd have been here, if you'd have been here, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. Woo! But I come to tell somebody, Jesus said, thy brother shall live or rise again. Forgot which way it said. You know what they said? We know, Lord, in the resurrection, on that last day, that's the way we are. We're looking way out yonder. Our way back yonder. But let me tell you our failure. That's a church. I feel the Holy Ghost. I ain't here to scold you. We keep looking back. Or we keep looking too far yonder. But it's time we looked on the Son of God. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hey, where'd you lay him? Amen. He went on and told him. He said, I am the resurrection. And I am the life. He didn't say I was. And he didn't say I'm going to be. But he said, I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. I wish somebody would look up to the Son of Jesus Christ and shout, hallelujah, I am resurrection and life. And I believe you'll break through now. I believe you'll come through for me now. I believe you'll move for me right now. Somebody shout glory. Somebody get your faith in God. Somebody look at the Son of God and the Lamb of God and believe him to begin what you need him to do right now. Brother Peyton, Peter had to get his eyes off the past winds and the past ways and get them on the present way maker. And I come to tell somebody, as humble as I know how, you're looking at the winds, you're looking at the waves, they've blown so long, but what you need to do is refocus on the present, the Son of the present. Hallelujah. Amen. And see the way maker. I said the way maker. I said the way maker. Somebody shout glory.
The facts that were depressing. The focus that brought deliverance. The future that was declared.
Future is that which is to be or is to come. Indicating, Brother Brock, what is to come.
Woo!
Somebody shout glory. There's a song that says, God holds the future in his hands, and every heart he understands. On him depend, he is your friend. He holds the future in his hands. Now I got a good feeling the Lord spoke to my heart, Brother Holden. And told me while praying for this service tonight. I say that humbly, but I feel this. Hallelujah to God. That the devil's been telling you what your future's going to be. The devil's been sitting on your shoulder, if not both of them, telling you what the future's going to be. He's been declaring and depicting what tomorrow's going to be for you. But the fact of the matter is, he ain't got the future to declare. Come on here now. He can't declare the future. I said he can't declare the future. Amen. I tell you what he's doing. He's lying to you. I said he's been lying to you. He said you ain't going to have revival. He said you ain't going to get the prodigal in. He said you won't be or have your church restored. He said the carnal won't be spiritual again. He said they won't shout again. He said you won't have a Holy Ghost church again. He said the Holy Ghost won't come and give you a cleaning up and a sanctifying in your church so you live holy. But I come to tell you, it ain't in the hands of the devil, but it's in the hands of an almighty God. The devil's been lying to you, my brother. I just want to sound, amen, warning on him. What you need to do is look
right now to him and say, you devil, you've been lying to me. You're the father of every lie. You ain't done nothing but lie to me. Amen. God's going to show up at my church. God's going to show up in my ministry. God's going to anoint me with a fresh anointing, with a fresh oil from heaven. God's going to fall down where I'm at. God's going to leave my church. Amen. With a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, like he did the children of Israel until we get to Canaan land. Would somebody help me preach? I said, would somebody help me preach? Would somebody shout to the devil, you've been lying to me long enough. Let me tell you how dirty that devil is. Can I preach a little bit longer? My uncle. He, one evening he got in from work. He loved to play with his kids. He played a little rough with them, but he loved to play with his kids. He reached down and grabbed her by one arm, just picked her up and popped her arm bad out. She cried that day and all night. He was trusting God. Some of you might like that and some of you might despise it, but I'm just telling you what they're doing. I know one thing. I come from a family that God healed and God raised the dead. Don't you tell me he didn't. He did. I believe in divine healing. I've been to the doctor, and I don't fight nobody going to the doctor, but I don't fight people that trust God. I'm probably too young to be telling you all that. That's what I feel. Hallelujah. He left her crying that morning. She all night long, her mother held her, and she cried in her arms. She cried worse if she put her down. And somewhere during that day, we didn't have cell phones, and he didn't know it to that evening. Well, they called him on the job. His wife did, had a landline there on the construction site, and he called and said, Levin, just want to tell you, such and such time this morning, I forgot the time, said Melinda just quit crying just like that, slid down the floor and just went to playing, jumping and running, and told me she was hungry and she ate for the first time, and said I looked at her arm and it was all back normal. Well, he got to praising the Lord and shouting and glorifying God about it, and the devil come up and said, you know what the devil told him start with? He said, you told her, you messed her up, she's going to grow up deformed, she's going this, she's going that. He told him all about the future of that little girl. You know what, Brother Simpson? Hallelujah. And then when God touched her, put it all back in place, and she was normal at the snap of your finger, because he is the I am. Come on now. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Because faith exceeded the frustration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil said, well, there wasn't nothing wrong with her. No. Hallelujah. You know what I say? I say, you lying thing. You lied one way or the other. I said, you lied one way or the other. And I want to tell you, if the devil's been talking to you, he's lying one way or the other. If he's blowing breath, he's telling a lie some way. He may take enough of the truth to get you started down the road, but he ain't going to end it the way he wants. He'll never end it saying you can have revival. He'll never end it saying there's hope for revival. He'll never end it saying there's daylight in the tunnel. He'll never end it, hallelujah, saying that we're going to make it. God's going to send us a move. God's going to send the power. God's going to send the glory. Amen. God's going to send us another Pentecost. He's going to shake the jailhouse again. He's going to move again. He's going to hallelujah. But I feel like telling somebody, hallelujah, be sure you tell the devil tonight that he's lying to you and you ain't gonna listen to him anymore. He can't predict your future. He can't declare your future. Only God can do that. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. I feel like shouting hallelujah. Anybody feel like shouting with me? I feel like shouting glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to the Restorer, to the Reviver, to the Waymaker. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God's on your side. Let me preach on just a little bit long. Is that okay? I feel like I need to finish it. Notice with me what I'm calling the assuring word of the Master. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And I told you about Jesus and Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He said he's going to live again, and he did. Brother Gabbard, can I do this? Can I just obey God? Would you come right here, please?
He didn't know I was going to do that. Brother Shoecraft, I was at Fairland last year. And I ain't let go of it. You said, if I stand corrected, I stand being corrected, and you do it in front of all them. I'm just that sure that I heard you right. You said you was praying some time back, and you felt like the Lord give you a word and said revival in the rubbish. Am I right? Woo! I can see him now saying, God told me we're going to have a revival in the rubbish. I don't know what you done with it if you was there, but I got a hold of it, Brother Meadows, and I'm still holding on it. You say, well, it ain't come yet. Well, two Sundays ago, I had 10 sinners walk in the house unannounced, and I preached to them, and tears went to running down their face. Some of them prayed between the pews. No, they ain't all there. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, some of them told me they'll be there Sunday when I get back home. I tell you what, I'm believing. I'm going to let my faith exceed my frustration. Amen. The walls may be tore down. Amen. It may be in a rubbish. It may be in years that way. But God came back and he moved on Nehemiah and he built the walls back in 50 some days and he hung the gates and they preached the gospel from the podium again and the Lord came down and he reigned. Amen. I'm not trying to preach Brother Gabbard's sermon, but I feel like God said it's a revival. Brother Gabbard had it. The assuring word of the master. He said revival is coming. Revival in the rubbish. I hear you saying, I don't believe it. But I'd like for you to look to the sun. I'd like for you to get out of the shadows and look to the sun. I'd like for you to get out of the almanac and look in the Bible. I'd like for you to get off Facebook and get in the book. I'd like for you to get on your knees and look up to heaven and talk to God. I want to tell you, God ain't limited to the time we're in. God can send revival right now. If he don't, and you don't believe it, what you got to hope for? What you got to believe in? What you got to anticipate? I got to believe there's coming a touch from God.
Brother Gabbard read this verse. You don't mind me reading it, do you? He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass as showers that watereth the earth. Woo! I told you I was praying, and God said, I've always sent droughts, but I'm going to send a rain. Isaiah said, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto, and it was sent. Brother, amen. Brother Savage preached about 3 years ago at Russellville. I don't remember the text. The sermon, a scripture, but somewhere in it, he said, wait on it. The pendulum's going to swing. The pendulum's going to swing. I don't know about you, but I'm waiting on it. 3 years ain't that long to wait. You'll forget about the time when it comes. You'll forget about the weirdness, the discouragement, the disappointing, and the despair when it comes. None of that'll matter. None of that'll matter. Just long as it comes. I hope I don't mess this thing up. We ain't practiced this. I was sitting in the service last night, and I felt like God dealt with me in that bag. If it don't work, don't blame it on these guys. Blame it on me. How many believe what I'm preaching tonight? How many believe what I'm preaching tonight? How many has been frustrated? Come on, be honest about it. I got both hands up. Frustrations, those things keep getting in the way of your goals and your achievements, your accomplishments. Come on, those, brother, those dreams God gave you, that vision God gave you. Hallelujah. Things keep getting in there. But your faith will exceed the frustrations in a matter of time. I believe that. I said, I believe that. Praise the Lord forevermore. Well, hallelujah. He's talking to me, not them. Praise God, y'all of me. Woo! I know some of you may not be able to see this too good, but if I got down there, you sure wouldn't see it, except for Brother Jamie. No, he can see it. He can see it anywhere he's at. Woo! Somebody shout glory! Glory. Out of Russellville, the very 1st of December, where Brother Tim Bridges is. Brim. Y'all tell, oh, don't send him the tape. Hallelujah. Well, amen. That may be a guy. That's a compliment to him. Hallelujah. God, I got into it really now. Well, whatever. We may have to delete that. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what. Amen. I was there, Brother Austin. Amen. We preached that 47th or whatever it was, anniversary, homecoming deal. We preached for him there. Lord helped us there. And Sunday night, we just had a Holy Ghost move. And people coming up getting prayed, getting helped. I mean, they're coming up crying. They left laughing. And, you know, right in the middle of that thing, I've been praying for revival, Brother Pittman. I've been wanting revival. So I went and got my wife, my baby daughters with me. I walked up and I said, y'all don't know me. It's the first time I've been here. But would you pray for me? And we'll have a move of God in Allentown. Hey, you got to kill your pride. Let me finish that before I get to this. Hallelujah. Brother Brim, the power of God fell. My wife was crying. My daughter's crying. We was all crying. We were speaking in tongues. The Lord was touching. Brother Brim grabbed me, whispered in my ear, and he said, I feel like telling you, hallelujah, that the ark of God remained with the family of Obedom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obedom and all that he had. He said, I don't know, brother, but I felt like God said, 90 days of revival, it's coming your way. I grabbed it, my friend. I didn't throw it down. I didn't look in the past, Brother Brock, and say, it can't happen. I ain't going to stay riveted to that, but I tell you what, I grabbed a hold of it, and I'm looking for it. Hallelujah. All right. Here we go. We got to end this thing. I got 30 more minutes. Woo! The assuring word of the master. The amazing walk of the man. Arise. Get up. I'm going to put strength in them legs. You've been down for 38 years. But I'm going to put legs on you. Roll that bed up. Because I put you on your feet and took you off your bed. Woo! Praise God forevermore. Well, I got to hurry. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This is what I feel like the Lord gave me. I know this is just basic, but it's what he gave me. In due season we shall reap. Due is owed time, scheduled time, something owed to you, something promised to you. Oh my God, I feel like telling somebody, it's just a matter of time. Brother Corey, oh, he come by my place. Hallelujah. Brother Gabbard, I know what you're talking about, being in the fire. I related real well to that. And he preached on this, that they sow in tears. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And guess what he preached? He preached on, it's just a matter of time. Amen. If we won't grow weary, and if we don't let these frustrations exceed our faith, hallelujah, we're going to reap, brethren. I said we're going to reap, brethren. I feel this in my soul. Amen. I cried and I prayed. And I said, God, if I just hit one struggling pastor, you through me, I mean, hallelujah, that's about to let the frustration overwhelm them. If they get a hold of their faith and hold on to it a little longer, hallelujah, until their faith exceeds their frustration and you bring revival to them, I believe he's going to do it. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Hold on, ministry. Hang on to the unchanging hand of God. I don't remember where it was. It's come to me traveling up, coming here on the road, and I got it at home, but no way to me to find it, but I got the gist of it. I don't remember where it was, but in a harbor where they take, you know, the goods in and out, importing and exporting and all of that. There was a ship that sunk right in the main channel of the main ones in and out. And they tried everything they could. They tried everything they could. And they could not get it out. Everything was on hold. I mean, the city was, economy was going down. It was affecting people all around the world and different places. And they had exhausted themselves. They had tried everything they knew to do. And finally, they had given up. The frustration that overcome their faith. And an old sea captain showed up and said, I'll get it out for you. They said, we don't believe it. we've lost faith. Is that where you at? Hallelujah. Preach with me just a few more minutes. I'm about done. You know what? I know this is a funny looking ship, but you know, you just got to imagine. It's not an evil imagination, but just imagine. And he said, get me some cables. Get me two barges. And he waited till the tide was on the bottom, Brother Ingram. He put a barge over here, big old barge over here. He sent divers down. They connected to the ship, went back to the barges, and got it just like he wanted. And then they came to him and said, what next? He said, wait. Wait.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
That part we love. That part we cherish. That part we just embrace ahead of everything else. That part that we just, woo! Come on now. They said, what you waiting on? He said, well, I've been at this thing a number of years, and every time the tides ever went out and down, the tide has come back in and up. Hallelujah. He said, now boys, get to, amen, that was slacking the cables. Hallelujah. He said, boys, back her off and get all the slack out you can. They got the slack out. They put down certain kind of anchors that would hold the barges. And after a while, I said after a while, hallelujah, waiting. Amen. The water started coming. Amen. And they heard it squeaking and they heard it moaning and groaning. But she began to come up. Hallelujah. And they begin to take her out. Hallelujah to God. I feel like telling you, amen, go back home. Amen. Get the slack out of the cable of prayer. Get the slack out of the cable of faith. Get the slack out of the cable of obedience. Get the slack out of the faith in the promises of God. And hang on. There ain't but so much you can do. There ain't but so much we can do. Do all you know to do and keep the slack out. Don't let the slack in it and wait for the tide. It ain't never failed and it ain't gonna fail. Amen, Brother Roberts. Brother Robert said 37 years and no convert. They sent back and going to retire. They told him to go back and get the slack out of the ropes. In 1 year time, 1,000 souls were saved. And I remember this profound statement that Brother Roberts made, and I hope I take it to my grave. He said, you never know when you're on the brink of a revival. I want to tell you, my friend, you don't never know when you're on the brink of a revival. I say get the slack out and hold on. Get the slack out and hold on. Amen. It's coming. I said it's coming. I believe it's coming. Another wave of glory. Revival for you. Revival for your church. Revival for your ministry. Quick. Hallelujah. I'm just about done. Brother Steve Drencher was telling me we come from the same part, same county, same state. I love Brother Gentry. Got faith in Brother Gentry. He didn't know I was going to do this. Hallelujah. But you know what? They started with a three-day revival a while back. Brother Jody Silver's a friend of mine. Just going to have a three-day revival. He resigned his church. Brother Gentry, I'm going to give him 3 days. Ooh, people got to getting saved. And they got to going on. You know what I believe? Hallelujah. Put it back down. I believe, hallelujah, amen, that they just stayed faithful and they wasn't weary and well doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. And they got to slack out. And in due time, come on, in due time, hallelujah to God. Put it back down. Amen. You remember years ago at Bethel, we didn't even have a pastor. How you going to have a revival out of pastor? Well, God put it on this good man's heart to drop all revivals for 3 months and come stay with us. I want to tell you, he got the slacks out of the cable. Hallelujah. And here come revival. Men got to getting saved. Girls and boys got to getting saved. Got to be in filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The church went from about 30 to 35. But I mean, not in that 3 months, but as a bunch of men. In the next few years, it got bigger than it ever been by 75 people. Amen. When the devil said it wouldn't, some left and said it couldn't happen, and it wouldn't happen. They said, I ain't saved if it does. But I want to tell you, God done it. I said, God done it. They told Nehemiah he couldn't build the wall. But tell all them Tobites and Ites and the rest of them that they are listening to the devil and they're being used by the devil. God told Nehemiah, I'm going to build it. And God built it. Would somebody shout glory when God said that?
It's done. Amen. It's a due time. It's a due time. It's a scheduled time. Amen. It's coming. It's owed to you. It's a matter of time.
One more and I'm done. You believe how bad God wants us to have revival? I'm talking to Brother Isaac. I'm talking to a plumber to remodel the bathrooms in my church. Wanting to remodel the whole sanctuary, the whole thing. I said, I got to do it in stages, you know. And he said, how many people you run? Well, you know, the devil said, you know, that church holds so many more than what you're running. I don't know. You ought not just tell him. I said, well, bro, not as many as we ought to. Well, I'm telling you, God took a plumber and worked me over. Took a plumber to get on a preacher. That's terrible, ain't it? That's what discouragement and disappointment and despair and devastation do to you. This is what he said. He said, preacher, don't be ashamed of nothing. He said, let me tell you how I feel. You remodel this church. You get it the best you can get it. And I'm telling you, God is going to send people and put them in your pews. He said, you build like they coming. You plan like they coming. You fix them bathrooms like they coming. You put the handicapped stall. He said, because they going to come in the wheelchairs. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, faith jumped up over frustration, and I've been a running ever since. Thank God for the plumber. Thank God for the plumber. Thank God for the word of God. He used a donkey, and he used a rooster. Let him use a plumber. Come on here now. Ever what it takes to get it. Let's get a hold of it. Let's get a hold of it. Hallelujah. I feel like telling somebody, go back home and tell the devil, amen, it's coming. Tell your church, it's coming. Tell the community, it's coming. Tell the men on the street. Tell them at work. Tell them everywhere you go, it's coming. My day's coming.
One more time. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Jews, and I'm closing. Therefore, if we need a song, you get it. I don't know what we need. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath. I ain't done. Don't leave me. It is the Sabbath day.
What's the day? Thursday? Where's most of you going to be comes Sunday? Where's most of you going to be Sunday? I'm headed back home. I'm going back into Allentown holding this church. You know what? Pull her tight. Hallelujah. You know what? Who knows? It may be Sunday. It may be Sunday. It may be this Sunday.
I said it could be this Sunday. You believe me, Brother Maxim? I said it could be this Sunday. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a rival in the rubbish. Hallelujah. Go back home and pull the ropes tight. I bear my heart to you. I gave you what I feel like the Lord gave me. Amen. Don't let the frustrations. Oh, you know what? You say, I'm going to get old Brother Corey Herod again. And they, you know what the devil said? Well, I ain't get him. And I tried that one time. It didn't work. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, get him again. I said, get him again. Amen. I got old Brother Juno and it didn't work. It worked over at somebody else's church. And I said, I'd get him and tried. But it didn't work for me. Get him again. I said, get him again. Hallelujah to God. You say, I preached that sermon before. I preached on Pentecost and it didn't come. Get back in the pulpit and preach it again. Get back in the pulpit and preach it again. Get back in the pulpit and preach it again. Turn in your hymnal to revive us again and sing it again. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. Sing it till it comes. Hang on till it comes. Don't let go of it. Hallelujah. It's coming. Amen. Faith always exceeds frustration. Shout glory. Shout glory to the King of glory.
Put your hand on your neighbor and tell him God's still in revival business.